going on? It's Average Joe Pitt. Thanks so much for swinging by TheBullRockford.com and That One Guy's podcast. So today, we're getting to talk to Hunter Hayes. It's really cool how this actually came about. He was performing at the Coronado in downtown Rockford. It's a beautiful concert and theater venue. If you haven't checked it out, it looks amazing. And actually, Hunter espouses a great love for what the venue actually looks like on the inside. So we'll talk about that, his upbringing, plus his concert, which, I mean, by the time you listen to this, the concert's been over for a while, but it was a phenomenal, it's going to be a phenomenal show. He's a phenomenal performer, trying to make his way back to the top. He's had a few number ones, and then, you know, call what it is. He had a little bit of a slump, but that's okay. He's on his way back up, and we had the opportunity to sit down and talk with him about what that means to him, and also some Game of Thrones stuff in there as well. But no spoilers. Don't worry. We don't talk spoilers. In this episode of That One Guy's podcast with Hunter Hayes. Hey, what's going on? It's Average Joe, 95 through the Bull, and we are inside the Coronado Theater in downtown Rockford, right next to this beautiful piano right here. Phenomenal, famous backstage piano. And I just happened to find a Hunter Hayes standing right next to it. How's it going, Hunter?
I was trying to learn how to play a 1975 song, so don't mind me.
So, Hunter, you're in town tonight. Yes. We are so pumped to have you here, man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. What a beautiful place. Good Lord.
I know, right? The front of the Coronado Theater is amazing, and it recently was restored not too long ago.
Yeah, what a beautiful job. Shout out to everybody who worked on this place. I mean, the venue, once you get in the venue, too, I walked in. It's so strange, like, when you walk off the bus and you walk down a loading dock and, like, onto the stage.
Uh-huh.
It's so, like, movie. Like, it never works that way. It's not that cinematic, but it happened, like, just now, and I was just, like, mind blown.
That is so cool, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really cool.
And it's closer to you tour.
Yep.
And you've been on tour now, what, a few weeks?
We're 3 weeks into this tour, yeah.
Yeah, and you've had Levi humming with you the whole time, right?
My man, yeah.
He's so cool.
Dude, he's crushing it, man. He's such a badass.
Now,
can I say that? Sorry.
You can. It's okay. It's Facebook. The FCC doesn't pay attention. So the show's tonight at 7:30. You can still get tickets. You can get them at the box office. You can buy them at HunterHayes.com. Mm-hmm. You can get them through TheBullRockford.com. I wanted to ask you a few questions just because I like to know who I'm talking to.
Okay.
And you are from Beaubridge, Louisiana.
Yep.
Now, Cajun.
Yep.
It's in your blood.
Uh-huh.
Do you speak? I know you sing French. Can you speak French?
Yeah, no.
No? Oh, yeah. It's okay.
My dad tried to teach me when I was young, but I was just so stubborn. I was such a terrible student. And I don't know. I never picked it up. I learned enough to sing it. Like, I knew what I was singing most of the time. But I didn't, I never grasped the depths of the Cajun French language.
Now, what about the Cajun food?
Oh, yeah, that I can grasp. We're chill with that. Yeah.
So, like, what's your favorite kind of Cajun dish?
I mean, honestly, anything mom makes. Like, it's the classic answer of, like, anything mom makes is my favorite, but gumbo, dude.
It's all about gumbo?
That's heaven. That's heaven in a bowl, yeah.
Now, you picked up your first guitar at what age?
That's a good question. I think five?
Five? And so then at six, you got your first guitar from Robert Duvall.
Yeah.
I have to know how that happened.
And we met at a bar. No, I don't know.
What's funny. A six-year-old doing in a bar?
Actually, no. I think we actually did. So there's a restaurant in my hometown called Palm Bros now. And if you're ever in Beaubridge, it's a really cool place. But there's live music every night. And it's like a stone's throw from my house. So we were there all the time. And I was just there sitting with the band. And he was there with, like, I don't know, maybe his scouting crew or something. He came over to my parents and he was like, hey, I'm shooting, you know, we introduced himself. We talked for a little bit and he invited basically everybody in the band.
Oh, wow.
To go and be a part of this. Talks to people like a human, you know what I mean? So I think it was just him. I think it happened because he's one of those kind of people that just connects.
That is so cool.
And he showed up at my sixth birthday party with a guitar. It sounds so made up. It sounds so fake when I say it. I should probably do more research and find out more about this story.
Okay.
Because I don't remember it that well. You were 6 years old.
Yeah, you're tiny. Who really remembers anything from when you were that young?
Yeah, I don't remember last night.
Well, you guys were just in Madison, right?
Yeah.
So that's like a stone's throw. There's going to be a lot of repeat guests. I hope you're okay with that.
I remember that for sure. And yeah, man, we had a blast last night, dude. It's funny, man. This is, without question, the most fun I've ever had on a tour.
That is awesome to hear.
Yeah.
Now, the new song is called Heartbreak, and you're going to be playing that tonight.
Yep.
So that's going to be the lead single off of the new album, which You're giving me that look. Like, I know something.
It's so funny. He was so polite and asked, "Can I ask about the album?" And I was like, "Yes, I can't say anything about it, but you can ask." So I feel like I put you in this awkward position.
Oh, but no, that's fine with me. That's where I live.
Yeah, by the end of the year, there is a project coming out.
Yes,
that I'm really excited about
new music.
Yeah, and I cannot wait to tell the fans what we're doing because it's classic us fashion. It's very non-traditional,
cool.
And that's what I love about it. I think that's why the tour's been so fun, is because it's based off of that. It's all designed around the album. It's all designed around the things, and there's a lot of new music in the show too. I didn't approach this as like, I'm gonna play a bunch of, not that I have a bunch of hits, but like I didn't approach it as like, let's play a bunch of hits and like two new songs. This is very much me as a new artist. Starting over, you know, I'm playing like old songs, like, you know, if you came to hear Wanted, you'll hear it, you know what I mean, like one of those things, but
we're moving forward,
but it's more about the looking forward than it is about looking
back. That is so cool. Yeah. I'm so glad you're touring again,
man. Me too.
And so I wanted to ask you, not that we're gonna look back too much,
okay, yeah.
But you hold a world record.
Yeah,
I'm not sure if many people know this. You are an official Guinness World Record holder. Do you want to tell people what it is?
Yeah, hell yeah. So we did I opened for the Flaming Lips when they broke their world record, which was the most amount of shows played in a single day. So in 24 hours, they did 8 concerts.
Wow.
Which meant you have to travel, like, I think 35 to 60 miles. My tour manager, I feel like I should give him earplugs because I don't want to scare him. But because I love this. But they did, you know, had to travel a certain amount of time. You had to play licensed venues, sell a certain amount of tickets, play a certain amount of time during the show. They had a timer. They had a clipboard, like people in suits. Like,
it was
very official.
Around.
Yeah. And I remember leaving after that going, like, I can beat that.
Oh,
they
really?
Did 8, but we can do more.
Oh.
And so I told my team that I wanted to do 10. I wanted to make sure that we did the damn near impossible thing of doing 10 shows in 10 different cities. So we started in New York, we did Boston, we traveled down the coast, and we finished in Philly in 24 hours with,
wow,
10 shows. And the best thing about it was, you know, with something like that, there's a lot of attention around an event like that, you know. And we got to spread awareness on an issue that I think is very important, which is sort of local childhood hunger.
Mm-hmm.
Childhood hunger. I need more Red Bull. And it was great. We started incredible conversations. The fans took the campaign and like totally gave it wings and moved it forward and did some really good and powerful stuff. So
that is so cool that you're a world record holder too, and
dope.
It's all for a good reason.
Yeah, thank you, man.
That's awesome. So before I let you go, because I know you got to get ready for the concert, you need more Red Bull. I know touring, you're always busy, but you got to have some downtime. Is there something that you are watching, you're binging? How do you feel about Game of Thrones this season? Do you have theories?
Yeah, can we talk about it?
I mean,
can we talk about it?
Yeah, we could talk about Game of Thrones.
Jeez Louise. So, I love, one of my favorite things to do after being on the road, and this hasn't happened to me in a long time, probably 2 years, because we've been touring, but we haven't been touring like this.
Okay.
And so when we get in a steady routine, like one of my favorite things is Sunday morning, you know, we come back off the road, we get off the bus, I go straight to my house, I sit on my couch with my dogs, and it's beautiful because my house like faces the south, so there's like tons of like natural light that comes in through these giant windows, and it's amazing. It's like, it's just the best. It's one of my favorite things in the world, is just like being the laziest dude on the planet with my dogs for like a, you know, 12-hour period.
Just
binging,
feed up and binging.
Binging something, right?
Yeah.
So I'm catching up on OA. Season 2's out. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't, but there's a lot of people that tell me I should be checking out OA.
Fascinating, yeah. It's not something, like, when you're in the state that I'm in coming off the road, it doesn't make any sense. So I have to go back and rewatch it, but it's really cleverly written and just incredible acting and the direction. She's just so talented. But I'm kind of catching up on that, and obviously I'm on the edge of my freaking seat with this Game of Thrones shit, dude.
It's last like, season. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, it's so interesting. I personally feel like this season's a little Hollywood for me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I loved Game of Thrones because it was that dark, edgy, like,
very, this last episode was all dark,
non-conventional. Yeah, very much so. I actually was a fan of it. I support it. I'm here for it. I watched one of the. Have you seen the clips where they lighten it?
No.
Yeah. It's weird. Don't watch it.
Okay.
It's super weird. Doesn't even feel like the same show.
Which house are you? If you had to pick a house, are you House Stark?
Probably.
Yeah, everyone's House Stark.
Yeah.
I'm a House Tully, but that's because I like fishing and River Run and stuff.
That makes
like
sense.
That. Yeah.
I get that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, and I definitely picked the easiest answer. You know what I mean?
Stark, I knew that one. That was close enough.
Yeah.
So Thank you so much for your time, man. Tickets are still available. HunterHayes.com. Show's at 7:30 at the Coronado. We're by a piano. Can I convince you just a little bit? Can I convince you to do a little bit?
I don't know
bit?
If I can say anything. But...
That's right. Just tool around on the piano. Just like give people a taste of what they can expect tonight, if that's okay with you. He's such a good piano player. Oh, he had to.
I have to. That's my gig, man. When I sit at a piano, people are like, want it.
Want it. Now.
Yes. 'Cause you'll always be wanted.
Oh, that's so good. Hunter Hayes, thanks so much, man, for your time today. Really appreciate it. Show's tonight, 7:30. Thanks so much for hanging out with 95.3 The Bull.